Indeed, we are so grateful that among many that have assembled this morning, dear mighty Father, to listen to your word, we count ourselves, dear mighty Father, to be privileged to have such a moment. We thank you, dear mighty Father, from the time we entered this sanctuary, a lot has been said. Dear mighty Father, even another time has come to internalize your word, dear mighty God, as we continue to give thanks to you. We are just but your servants, dear mighty Father, and indeed we cannot make it on our own. That's why each and every moment we desire to be fully connected to you, so that, dear mighty Father, we may walk hand in hand with you. Minister to us in a manner, dear mighty Father, we can connect to you fully. Hear our prayer, for this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, appreciate your neighbor as you sit. Appreciate your left, right. Appreciate your neighbor so that we may feel that we are where we are supposed to be. You may have your seat. It is yet another Sunday morning, being the first Sunday of the month of August, as the year continues to unfold. And brothers and sisters, there is nothing that we can take for granted. It has taken the able hand of the Almighty for me and you to be where we are. We are not ignorant of the many happenings within our country, within our neighborhood, and even within our family setup. But out of all these, God is so faithful that today, being a Sunday morning, we can appear and to join others in the place of worship. Even as I share the word, allow me to do two housekeeping, because we are one. One, we appreciate the treasurer for giving us that highlight, because it is your work, it's my work, and they have been updated of the happenings. We thank God for the same. According to our strategic plan, 2016-2020, much of what treasurer was talking about is captured here. And our strategic plan is coming to an end next year. So there is a need to pull up our socks so that what we said 5 years ago, we may achieve. Therefore, the update given by the treasurer is all geared to make sure that we achieve. Especially now there is the strategic objective number 8, whereby it talks about this sanctuary and other things that are related. And we thank God and we believe God being on our side, through the consultation and through your involvement, through your support and the prayer, things will happen and will take place. More so, we continue to give thanks. Even towards the end of this service, we're going to have a time to commission the team that is delivering the prayer torch. We thank you because it has been a week of prayer. And we thank God for the involvement of each one of us in these endeavors and undertaking. Today, my sharing, or what we want to share, as we continue to keep growing up in all aspects, is the whole question of rising above the storms. Rising above all the disappointment, all the crises that may come on our way. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are in the world, and we are living among the perfect generation. And there is the need, as a Christian, as a believer, to desire at all time not to be clouded. There are many things that come on our way. Rise above the storm. The life has been invaded in all the spheres of life. We have been invaded by all the manner of things that we are hearing. Go to the political arena, there are issues that you reason and you are unable to understand and to connect. When it comes to our health, there is this, the so-called the cancer that has taken many people, and it has taken the toll on them. There are so many storms, so many crises, so many disappointments, a lot of confusion. At my level, at your level, being it at the family level, being it at the societal level, where are we? Remember, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some may come to clear your path. It's not good at all time to relate and to connect the storms that we go through to be negative. Where do you find the positivity in all the storms that come on our way? Most of the time we believe God is in control when everything is going our way. And when we feel things are okay, many a times we feel that God is in control. But when it looks like things are becoming difficult and challenging, we see a kind of mirror that God is actually missing in action. Being a Christian does not exonerate you from the storms, but they come for good purposes. It's good at my level, as I think about my faith. It's good all the time not to think that the storms, they come to destroy us. God can shift the weeds that were meant to destroy you and instead increase you. We have seen some storms taking people in areas they could not have expected. But the way we are wired as a human being, we tend, and that is the tendency of a human being, we like things to be on our way. But there comes a time things come and we find ourselves being left with a lot of questions. Rise above the storm and you find the sunshine. Because many a time when we go through a certain challenge and we rise above the storm, by the end of the day, it's like somebody who is passing through the tunnel. If you pass through the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, there is light. It's good at all time to call a meeting to yourself. Whatever you are going through, remember, perhaps finally, there will be a sunshine. Don't conclude. Don't be judge and the prosecutor of your case, of what you are going through. Sometimes it's good to allow the process to go through, and by the end of the day, you may have something to give a testimony. Having faith in God does not exempt us from difficulties. It does not mean because I'm a Christian and I'm a believer, and I'm very keen in praying, it does not mean that at all times things will work on my way. There comes times when things are going haywire and you don't understand what is happening. But how do you rise above the storms? They may be personal, they may be at the family level, they may be concerning your businesses and your undertakings and your ventures, but how do you go about it? The storms of life come to every person. In the difficult time, it is easy to ask God, where are you? And especially when it's so painful, there comes a time we ask ourselves, where was God when all this was happening? The God who is in control in good time is the same God who is with us during the tough times. When we are planting, he is with us. He may go with us up to the moment of harvesting. God who is in control in good times, when we are really rejoicing and giving thanks, he is the same Lord who is with us when we are mourning. Like even as a nation, we have all the cause to ask ourselves, which direction are we going? When we see the cancer taking the toll order, and the people that we have elected, they are like following one another, even at our levels, because even the cancer they are talking about, it accounts for 7% of annual death in our country. Where are we? There is a need, brothers and sisters, even when we call ourselves a meeting to ourselves, always to desire to ask Lord to help you to rise above all what you are going through. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all the flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That is Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Behold, is there anything too hard for our mighty God that we trust? And that's why we have the Apostle Creed, that I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. When the earth cannot meet, when God looks like he's not making sense in your life, there is the need to declare what we believe. God will not allow a storm unless he has divine purposes. You can imagine that Lord will, if you are fully connected to your maker, he cannot allow anything, however unpalatable and painful it may be, without his divine purpose. He is all-knowing. He is God Emmanuel. We are his creation. We are part of him. He came earlier than us. We came later. So he know what we are going through. The wounded healer. There comes a time even when you are so much wounded. There are some people who are coming for the word of the consolation from you, yet you are going through. Because although you are in the world, but you are not of the world. We are not of the material of the world. There is something that God has inserted in us. But God uses storms to move us from point A to point B. God works in a mysterious way. He may want you to move from point A to point B, and he may do it in a manner that is not pleasing to you. Things that you cannot understand. Not everything that is devil, not everything that is evil. There are things that come so that when you go through the process, by the end of the day, you're going to get an answer. Am I talking to somebody? Because we are individuals. You may look at issues that you are not making the sense. It is not adding up. There's no value to it. But remember, we talk of the Almighty. The wheat may be strong. Circumstances may look very bad. But if you stay in faith, not bitter. And remember, it is a choice to be bitter or better. There comes a time, and you find it is you who is going through it. It is your choice to be bitter or better when things look like you cannot, and they are not adding up. But if you stay in faith and not being bitter, which will bring you to the new level or where the Lord wants to take you. There are things may come and you don't understand. But by the end of the day, when you are brought by the storm, the Lord may land you where he wants you to go and minister. The Lord may land you where you are needed. God is the reason why even in pain, I smile. Even in confusion, I understand. Even in the betrayal, I trust. And even in fear, I continue to fight. God is the reason behind everything. That's why you may somebody in great pain. We do hospital visitation, and you find somebody seriously sick, but still can afford a smile. Not because of what he's going through, because he believes there is God in heaven. God of capital G, God who is led to bring us to the level he wants us. A lot of people say they have faith, but in the tough time, they fall apart. Many a times we are Christian, but our faith mostly is properly and adequately tested when we are in trouble. Many a times people say, you cannot tell who is really a believer and a Christian until there is something that is very painful. At all times, you have to remind yourself that God is in control. Do not be disappointed. And the disappointment of life, they are there. And we have so many men in the Bible. Bible is one big story with several characters. Even today, as we look, one of the characters by the name Paul in the book that we learned, you may see Paul what he went through. Instead of using faith to try to pray away, because many a times the quick fix, when things are happening the way they are happening, many a times they look like a trash. We are throwing them away. But these issues continue to remain to be where they are. He makes his messages in the book of Psalms 104, verse 4. He makes his messages weeds. His ministers are framing fire. God himself works in a mysterious way. He can make his messengers to come like a weed, to blow you where he wants to blow you. And he may actually make his ministers, the people who come on your way, to be like a framing fire. And that's where we are. Our text today was about Paul in the book of Acts chapter 27. And Paul was a man who you know very well his life at the beginning. But God changed him and he became a different person. And Paul was doing the right thing when he was arrested. He was a missionary. And he was arrested. They put him on a boat that was headed to Rome in order to go and appear before the authority because of the gospel that he was preaching. And Paul, he had a vision. He had a voice. And Paul told the captain, this is not a good time. However you want to take me to Rome, because of the mess to you that I've made, this is not the right time for me for us to go through the sea. We cannot make it. But they could not understand. But Paul, he was revealed by the Almighty. There will be some storm inside that sea. But Paul himself, he had the information. But the people who wanted to take him to Rome, they didn't know that one. Paul had inside information But there is not a reason to it. Remember, brothers and sisters, fighting God in the storm of life, we can only do so when we have those silent moments on our own. Paul is being taken to Rome because of the gospel. He is aware this is not the right time to travel to Rome through the sea. He had the inside information. But he stood by what he knew, and he kept telling them. Their ship was in the middle of the ocean. For 14 days, they did not see the sun or the star. The sea was turbulent, but they could not understand Paul. He had told them enough, and they could not understand. There comes a time you stand by the voice that you know. Many people may be following one route, but because the Lord has spoken to you, and you know what is ahead of the other people, it's good to say it, even though they will not listen. Paul here, the storm was so bad, they had to throw their equipment overboard. They were sure they would be killed. You can imagine what was going through in the mind of Paul. Yet he told them, before we leave here, this is not the time to go. And now they were in the middle of the sea. They were 14 days they were there. They could not do anything. They could not move. But Paul had the message. And he kept his faith. Paul's ship hit a big sandbag and broke apart. And Paul found himself, because they could not move, they were thrown in a certain island. In the midst of the storms, for 14 days, yet he had the information he told the people. They were thrown in a certain island. And that's where the Lord wanted him to go. And the Lord God is not a Lord of confusion. And the Lord God is there to see us through and to give us what it takes. Even when one door closes, the Lord is ready to open another door. Paul could not defy the authority of these people, but he went ahead. But to himself, he asked for the Lord to intervene. And Paul, though he was to be taken to Rome, the Lord God, through the storms, he was taken elsewhere. And you know what really happened. Paul never had a blame game. Instead, he said, the God I serve has given me another promise. He has given me another opportunity. Because they could not move to go to Rome, he was actually found himself in a certain island. And the Lord God used Paul to minister to those people there. Brothers and sisters, at my lowest, God is my hope. Because at one time, Paul was at the lowest ebb. People could not understand him. At my darkest time, God is my right. We may be pushed, and we may find ourselves in a certain corner. At my weakest, God is my strength. At my saddest moment, God is my comforter. It's good to encourage yourself. He was forced by the authority we have to take you. But God is so faithful. Even at our lowest moment, as wrong, we are connected to the Almighty. Even at the darkest moment, as long you are connected to him, he's going to give you the authority and he'll give you a breakthrough. At my weakest, as long even at my weakest moment, because there comes a time in this life, you find yourself at the weakest point. As long you are connected without compromising your faith, Lord God will minister to you. The chief of that island was extremely sick, and Paul prayed for him and he was healed. Paul, out of that confusion, he was landed somewhere. He became a blessing to the king of that island where he was thrown. Paul shared his faith, and the whole island came to know the Lord. How do we rise above? Not a blame game. Paul could have blamed these people, but he said, let God's will be done. There comes a time, there are things that you cannot reverse. There are things that you cannot revoke. They are there with you. In the midst of the confusion, desire to know who is your God in this. In the midst of the sicknesses and what we are hearing, let us desire to know that we are fully connected to the Almighty. God may ordain your storm to be a blessing to other people. You may be going through some challenges, but out of that challenges, Paul himself, he became a blessing to other people. Even at your level, you know your challenges and your pain may be a blessing to other people. Do not just look for your miracle. Become somebody's miracle. Many a times we tend to desire to have our own miracles. But remember, you can also be a miracle to another person through your pain. Am I talking to somebody? Because many a times when we are in challenge, we feel we are sympathizing with our situation. But do you know, out of your situation, you may be a blessing to another person. When you lift others, your own breakthrough will come. The Bible says, pray for one another so that you may be healed. In the book of James, pray for one another. Desire to become also somebody's miracle. You have been desiring for a miracle to be done. You have been desiring for a breakthrough. But brother, do you know you can also be a breakthrough to another person? Tell your neighbor, be a breakthrough to others. However you desire to have a breakthrough in what you are going through, you yourself, even in that pain and in that confusion, you can be also a blessing to other people. When the wind became so strong, they clearly let the wind blow the ship whenever the storm wanted it. Because there come at times when they think that you have no control, just release yourself. And I would like to make my final statement here. This one will continue here. Is when a storm is coming, all other birds seek shelter. The eagle alone avoids the storm by flying above it. Eagle, as a bird, is known. When all the storms are coming, all other birds seek shelter elsewhere. But we are being told, this bird called eagle, it's go above. We need to go above. What we are hearing? We are hearing a lot through the TV. We are hearing a lot when we read the newspapers. There is a lot of things that are taking place. But brothers, sisters, we go through another week. Desire to be just above. Desire to be just above, so that the Lord God may minister to you. And out of that pain, the Lord God will minister to us. Dear mighty God, continue to make it clear to us how to rise above the storms, the disappointment, the confusion, sicknesses, the many things that come on our way. Desire, help us to desire, because out even in our weakest point, we are not abandoned, dear mighty Father. Even when we look like we are falling, you are going to raise us up, dear mighty Father. We release ourselves unto you that you may minister to us. God in heaven, remember our families. Remember our country, dear mighty Father. Remember, dear mighty Father, them that we have a relationship. God in heaven, however we desire for our miracle, dear mighty Father, help us also to be a miracle to other people. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.